BibleTelling.org presents Telling the Stories of the Bible. Now, here's John Walsh telling Rebuilding the Temple.
Jeremiah said Judah would be in captivity for 70 years. At the end of that time, the Persian king said, "The Lord has told me to send his people back to Jerusalem to rebuild the temple. Therefore, they're free to go and rebuild the house of God." Among other things, he gave them money to buy cedar from Lebanon to panel the inside of the temple. The people were excited, so once they got there, they started building. The people living there were upset that the Jews had come back. They tried to stop the project, but nothing worked. So when a new king ruled over Persia, they convinced him to stop the construction. The Jewish builders had no choice but to stop and wait for the situation to change. This gave them a chance to build their own homes. Before long, one family after another had cedar paneling in their home. Eventually, the stockpile of cedar from Lebanon was gone. They knew that it couldn't be replaced, so whenever someone would talk about building the temple, the people said, it isn't a good time to build. The prophet Haggai gave the people a message from the Lord. "Consider your ways. You say it isn't time to build a house of God, yet you live in your paneled houses, while my house lies in ruins. Consider your ways." Haggai told them that God had removed his blessing from their lives. The people listened, but they knew there was no cedar to finish the temple. Haggai said, "God says go into the hills and get common wood and use that in the temple. He says he'll be pleased with what you build and he'll be glorified." So the people obeyed and went into the hills and got wood to replace the missing cedar. Then they made preparations to restart the project. In time, another king came to power in Persia. This one gave the order, "Anyone who opposes the building of the temple will be put to death." With this decree, the people living around Jerusalem weren't allowed to hinder the construction of the temple. Instead, they were commanded to give supplies for its completion. Most of the people were happy when they saw the building was nearly done. But some of the older men said, "Oh, we remember Solomon's temple. Oh, it was beautiful. This temple is small and not beautiful at all." The builders became discouraged. Haggai came with another message from God. "Who remembers the temple built by Solomon? How does this one compare? Don't be discouraged. The glory of this temple is going to be greater than you can imagine. I'm going to shake the nations, and the whole world will focus on this very spot. The desire of all nations will come, and I'll fill this temple with glory. Be strong and keep your eyes focused on the present work. I'm with you as I've always been." So the people were encouraged, and they worked, and they finished the temple.
To get a free download of all the stories of the Bible, go to BibleTelling.org. I'm Trevor Gearhart.